Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning and happy Thursday. It is B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP this week. Brian Mitchell going to be in with me in just a little bit. Going to get into some Nationals talk at the top of the show. Want to talk about the Nationals win last night as well as some interesting comments from Ken Rosenthal not that long ago talking about a potential trade, a superstar the Nationals could have on the block. I don't necessarily agree with that, but we'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. Coming up at 11, Barry Sferluga of the Washington Post is going to join us. He's been out in St. Louis, I believe, for the opening series for Miguel Cairo in his tenure as the interim manager. So we'll talk to him about that as well as get his thoughts on the new uniforms. Gary Clark, Redskins legend, going to join us coming up at 11:30. And, of course, at 1 o'clock, we got Bleep You Thursday. Got plenty to get into with the Commanders as well. And we'll get back into the Nats here in just a second, but I got to start. So last night, I've started watching the quarterback series on Netflix, and it didn't really dawn on me until I was watching this full thing that every single quarterback that's featured in this had a signature win from the Commanders against them. Every single one of them. And it was cool to see through that lens to see the other sideline, the devastation, the frustration, wives crying, the annoyance of losing these games because Jaden Daniels was just too good. It was cool to see it through the other side. So if you don't know, Quarterback Season 2 just dropped on Netflix, I believe Monday. I can't remember exactly what day, but it was earlier this week sometime. And I think there's 7 episodes. I watched a couple the other day. I got to the last one last night, and I was like, screw it, I got to finish this thing, and watched the rest of it last night, 4 or 5 episodes of it, and it was awesome. It was really, really good. The guys that they were following, Joe Burrow, Kirk Cousins, and Jared Goff. And so it was cool to see. I need to find the exact quote from, I texted it to some guys the other night, when Joe Burrow talks about playing in the game and week 3, it was the coming out party for Jaden Daniels. We all remember that Monday Night Football game and how awesome that game was. And Joe Burrow, after the game, was like, pretty tough when you play darn near perfect and lose. And that they did. They played really, really well. And it's crazy seeing how well Joe Burrow played last year. Shows you how bad that Bengals defense was and why Lou Anarumo no longer has a job with them. But it was crazy to watch how good he was playing, and yet on the other side, he gets out-dueled because Jaden Daniels is that special. So that's signature win number one against Joe Burrow. You get to see it through the lens of the Cincinnati Bengals. Then you advance further on into the year, and you get the whole saga of Kirk Cousins getting benched and Michael Penix taking over. And they don't spend as much time on this one because obviously the focus is on Kirk Cousins. But you get to see the playoff-clinching win, Sunday Night Football, at Northwest Stadium against the Atlanta Falcons. Jaden Daniels finding Zach Ertz for the game-winning touchdown in overtime. You get to see that. And my favorite one was getting to see all the hype around Jared Goff, because he's the one that lasted the longest in this quarterback series in terms of his team continuing on into the playoffs. And it was so cool to see the anticipation and how excited they were and the expectation that they were going to win that game so they could go to the NFC Championship and maybe go to the Super Bowl and being the top team in the NFC. All that stuff, you know, the wives and the girlfriends and just the family and the trainers and everybody, just the excitement going into that game. Just for Jaden to step up and rip their heart out in Detroit in that playoff game, divisional round. Three signature wins for Washington, all featured in the new Netflix series Quarterback, albeit none of them were focusing on Jaden Daniels. None of them were focusing on Washington, but you get to watch it through the lens on the other side, and you know what's coming. And so you get to that final episode, you know that win against Detroit's going to be in there, and it's as good as you could think. It's as good as you could think, because you're getting... You really like these guys. Like, I really like Joe Burrow. I already really did like Joe Burrow, but you get a little more of understanding of who Joe Burrow is, and he's kind of a little dorky in some ways with he really likes history and different things, and I thought the series was really, really good. We've had this already with Kirk Cousins. I think Kirk does a fantastic job of marketing himself, and so you get to watch him once again go through an NFL season and Goff. And I think it was interesting to see peel back the layers and get to know Jared Goff a little bit. But it was really, really cool on the other side to be able to see Washington just devastate every single one of these quarterbacks, because we got the better one here in D.C. in Jaden Daniels. But getting into the Nationals, last night they get the first win in the Miguel Cairo as interim manager era. Mike DiBartolo as the general manager, interim general manager era. They win 8-2 last night. And it was nice to see. So Mackenzie Gore has been one of the best pitchers in the National League, one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball this season. Another great outing last night. Six innings, only gave up one run, gave up five hits, only walked one, struck out seven. Now, I would have considered going with him in the seventh inning. It was his last start before the All-Star break, but you know they ended up pulling him at 89 pitches. You've got a sizable lead, and that's something that Mackenzie Gore hasn't really had all season. When they pulled him from the game, they were up 7-1. I don't know the last time he's had seven runs of run support in a game in a long, long time. Matter of fact, if you just look at his last couple of games, chances are seven runs would have been as many as he's had the last three or four games in terms of run support. He just doesn't usually get any. That's why his record is 4-8, despite having an ERA of 3.02. He's been really, really good this year. But it was good to see him go out there and play well and actually have some run support and this team be able to get over the top and win one. So some things that were interesting about last night. Nat's Twitter was freaking out, which they do a really good job of. And I'm glad to see they're invested in the team, but it's not always the smartest group in terms of some of the things that are being said on Nat's Twitter. So a lot of fans were freaking out because Andre Pallante was starting for the St. Louis Cardinals. And if you remember back when the Cardinals were in town, Andre Pallante, who has an ERA just under 4.50, coming into the game yesterday had an ERA of 4.10, got raised up a little bit because he gave up seven earned runs. But coming into the start when the Nationals first saw him on May 10th, he came in with an ERA of 4.75, and then he proceeded to go 7 1/3, give up only two earned runs, five hits, gave up one homer, and struck out seven. He was really, really good when he pitched here. And it was interesting to see the way that Miguel Cairo, and I don't know if this is different than how Davey would have done it, I'm not sure. But Miguel Cairo, because of the way that Andre Pallante pitches, decided to go with a righty-heavy lineup. So generally, if you've watched this team this year, you understand that they are a very left-handed, heavy-hitting lineup. It's something that I can't remember exactly what team it was, if it was the Rangers. I can't remember exactly who it was. There was a road series the Nationals were playing, and that specific team in their history had only faced an all left-handed lineup twice in their entire history. And when they played the Nationals, all three games, they trotted out an all lefty and switch hitting lineup. So needless to say, this is a very left-hand dominant batting order. But yesterday, with a right-hander on the mound, Miguel Cairo decided to go righty-heavy and get a lot of the guys on the bench involved. And I saw Nat's Twitter freaking out. Part of the reason they go with this, Pallante throws a nice fastball with a little bit of cut. The Nationals really, really struggled against that when he was here. The Nationals change it up. You get Amed Rosario. People were complaining that Amed Rosario was in the game instead of Luis Garcia. Amed Rosario hit one of the farthest home runs you'll see for the Nationals this year. Absolutely crushed one. Had a little fun with it. Stared at it for a little bit. James Wood also homered in this one. But I think overall you saw Nathaniel Lowe also with a home run. I think you saw a lineup that had some excitement again. And I don't know, maybe they still are able to get to Pallante if they have the lefties in there, but Miguel Cairo definitely pulled the right strings last night in the way that he constructed that lineup. Not to say that I'm always going to be an apologist for Cairo, but you know, I don't mind sometimes thinking outside the box, especially when what they've been doing most of this season hasn't been working. So I don't mind trying different things. But the thing that I thought was most interesting about last night, with the way that that game last night was, after Amed Rosario and after Nathaniel Lowe and after James Wood hit the home run, there was something that we saw that we haven't seen in quite some time. And it wasn't anything crazy. It wasn't anything really on the field. But we saw them throw on the Uncle Slam hat. Remember last year they wear the big old Uncle Sam looking hat. They called it the Uncle Slam. Amed Rosario threw on a nice jacket. And you saw exuberance in that dugout again. And I don't know where that went. I don't know if that was a Davey thing saying, hey, we're not going to do this anymore. We're not a good enough ball club. I don't know. But I'm not quite sure where that went and why that ever was not a thing. Because every team has one of these things, seemingly. You watch a Red Sox game, they hit a home run, they throw on the stupid mascot head that they... You have, I don't know if the Angels still do it, but they would throw on like a samurai helmet. I don't know exactly. It's all dumb stuff. It's nothing that ultimately changes the way that the game is played. But there should be an excitement. There should be an energy. And it seemed like this team hasn't had that for quite some time. And I don't know how much of that is Davey. I don't know if that's the players. You need guys to step up. Because that's one thing that I think has been interesting throughout the discourse of the whole... Were they right to fire Mike Rizzo? Were they right to fire Davey Martinez? Something that's been really interesting to me about that whole discussion is a lot of the blame has gone on Davey, and I fully understand that in terms of the way that this team has played, the lack of discipline at times, the same mistakes being repeated over and over. That stuff, to me, I can understand being Davey's fault. What I don't get, though, is where is that veteran leadership in the clubhouse to step in and make some of those things happen? I mean, B. Mitch and I have been talking about this week, where the best teams in professional sports are player-led. Not to say that the coach doesn't get involved, doesn't help lead the ball club, doesn't help lead the football team, basketball team, whatever it may be.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But the players keep each other accountable. The players provide the energy. The players provide all of that. Where the heck did that go? Where did that go? And I think you're missing probably their main guy in terms of energy in that clubhouse, because you think about some of the top dogs in that clubhouse. James Wood, love the guy. No one would claim that he's the most exuberant individual in the world. And that's fine. I'm not saying he has to be. But his personality isn't, you know, overly rah-rah. Totally fine. He's our nonchalant prince. We love him. CJ Abrams, very quiet. He has some aura to him. He has some swag. But again, not a rah-rah guy. Mackenzie Gore, he's got a fire to him, but it's not always like an outward fire to rah-rah the entire team. He's got enough burning inside for him. He's not necessarily providing that for the entire ball club. And think around the rest of the club. Not like Josh Bell's like that. Nathaniel Lowe's a fun, loving, goofy guy, but it's not as if he's got that. I think Dylan Cruz does provide a lot of that. I think he does. I think he provides that energy to the ball club. I think he's a winning ball player. I don't think it's any coincidence that the losing streak and this bad streak has all come after Cruz was out. And I know Landfill's not the biggest Cruz fan. You go look at his numbers. His numbers aren't exactly great, but he makes winning ball plays. He's a winning ball player. And I think that's something that numbers can't quantify, that you can't necessarily break down with a percentage or a number of any sort. But I do think that he has an impact on this team. Even a guy like Nassim Nunez, when he was around the ball club, his energy, his upbeat, the way that he goes about his business is infectious. And I think they were lacking a little bit of that. So to see last night, they hit home runs, and I'm not saying they're going to rattle off a bunch of wins in a row now because they're wearing the stupid Uncle Slam hat. I don't know. No idea. But I don't know where that went, because this is a young ball club, and you got to go out there and play like it. You got to go out there and have some fun, because if you take that away and it becomes just such a grind, especially in Major League Baseball where you're playing 162 games, it does get monotonous. There has to be some excitement. There has to be some energy brought to the ballpark every single night by the guys. I don't know. It just felt like there wasn't a lot of that, and maybe some of that falls on Davey, but I think in terms of the energy, that's not necessarily on the manager. And I think that's been lacking from this team at times. And so it's good to see that stupid little things like the Uncle Slam hat after a home run are back. Now, again, I'm not defending Davey Martinez because, frankly, I was not really ever a fan aside from the 2019 postseason, the way that he managed in games. But I'm curious to see if there's going to be differences in the way that Cairo and Davey manage, because I don't know how much of an imprint that Cairo can leave in his time as the manager that Davey didn't have. They obviously worked together. You heard from the introductory press conference of sorts that, you know, Cairo was emotional talking about how much Davey meant to him. So I don't think they're going to have super different philosophies. You're not going to see anything crazy. But I am curious to see DeBartolo. And I think he's actually auditioning for this general manager job. He's got the leg up on the other candidates that may be interviewed in the offseason, where he's got an opportunity to go through a trade deadline and he can make moves that can set this team up for the future. Like, look at last year with some of the guys they were able to get for Andres Chaparro, for Dylan Floro, who Dylan Floro was DFA'd by the end of the year by the Diamondbacks. Look at Lane Thomas, who is on the trade block again and hasn't been as good with Cleveland as he was here. And you get an Alex Clemmie, who's in the futures game in Atlanta coming up in just a couple of days. Like, those sorts of moves Rizzo was really, really good at. Let's see if DeBartolo can do something similar to that, while also, and it's tough to tell in just a half year, but is he going to nail this draft? Let's see what it looks like. And I thought it was interesting yesterday with Joe Doyle being on the show talking about whether you'd go Holiday, whether you'd go Anderson. And he talked about Cade Anderson being the pick, and not necessarily because of the talent. And it's there. I think the top two guys' consensus would be Holiday and Anderson, and I don't think there's a wrong pick there. So if you're team Holiday and they pick Anderson, I don't think it's something where you're going to be incredibly frustrated and vice versa. But do you go with a Cade Anderson to say, hey, we got him to Double A this year. Look how well he's pitching. Give me another shot at this. Let's see if I can stick in this job. Because to me, Cairo is very unlikely to stick around as the full-time manager after this season. But I think there is a good shot that DeBartolo is going to stick around as the real general manager of this ball club. You take away the interim tag and becomes the general manager of this ball club going forward. If that's the case, he's got an opportunity to set up this team and himself going forward. So it's going to be interesting to watch those guys. One of the things that DeBartolo's got to make a decision on, though, is what he's going to do at the deadline and going into the offseason with some of the names on this team that are available. I think Michael Soroka, we understand that he's available. Kyle Finnegan, Nathaniel Lowe potentially, even though he's under contract next year. I know he's a numbers guy. The numbers people over at Nats Park didn't necessarily love the Nathaniel Lowe trade. Could he be on the move? I don't know that anybody's in on Josh Bell. Maybe someone's in on Ahmed Rosario because of the way that he crushes lefties. But there's another name that Ken Rosenthal brought up that the Nationals could consider trading. I hate the idea. I think it's incredibly stupid. But it seems like this idea has been floating around a little bit more. We'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.